the volume.
Moneyline Monaco is proud to be presented by FanDuel. Never played FanDuel Fantasy before? Great. FanDuel is offering users the chance to play free, no deposit required, with a free entry to an NBA contest. Plus, for those who want a deposit, FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Why do you play on FanDuel? FanDuel Fantasy is an easy-to-use app. Different and unique contests across sports in relation to your skill level, compete for top cash payouts, and compete against your friends in head-to-head matchups. FanDuel is offering users the chance to play free, no deposit required, with a free entry to an NBA contest. And FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Go to FanDuel.com/Cowherd to sign up today. That is FanDuel.com/Cowherd so they know we sent you. FanDuel, more ways to win. Let's go! Welcome to another episode of Sports Gambling with Moneyline Monaco. Alex Monaco here. We are right down the chutes and ladder, people. I will wear an L like I wear a W. Look, we've been doing the pod coming up on 3 months here. Only 3 days have we had a winless day, winless show. These are five times a week, transferred over to three. Doesn't happen very often. Little caveat, undefeated Wednesday, winless Friday. You call it 3-3. We're always looking at the painting differently. Friday, little wordy, little too much trying to overthink it, convince myself what to do, what not to do. Today, much different approach, much more concise. I see it clearly. I see a bounce back Monday and a big day at that. We have a Champions League pick for you tomorrow. We're in the semifinals, people. We have an NBA degenerate special. That's right. Three teams on the money line. You can't miss it because they can't lose it. There's just no way this money line parlay doesn't hit. Lastly, an NFL draft prop special, baby. Little prop shop for you. Little NFL draft prop pick for you. I feel gorgeous about it. I'll get into why I like the under on a certain skill position. Lastly, remember, subscribe, rate, review. I appreciate you. I'm sorry, man. Look, dude, Liverpool, I wake up on a Saturday morning. I told you it was going to be Bad Beat City if we had to chase on a freaking Saturday in UFC. And what do? Soccer's one of those sports you're covering for 90 minutes. I told you Mo Salah was going to score. Liverpool was going to win. It was going to go under 3.5. Liverpool's up 1-0 after a Mo Salah goal in the first 5 minutes. They give up a 95th stoppage time goal, and that's why we go winless. That's how hard it is sometimes to pick soccer. I'm not making excuses. I'm just letting you know, baby. We capped out like a mensch. Shouldn't have lost it. Also, we're on the right side with Usman. He won. Next time, I won't be going against when he vows to end someone like it's freaking Game of Thrones on the last season, on the last episode. Masvidal didn't stand a chance. Also, I should have saw a knockout coming in the Rose-Weili match. That's on me. That's an L. Congrats to Rose. There was value on the dog. We thought both were going the distance. The only thing going the distance this weekend was me on the freaking hamster wheel. And look, you want me on a humble Monday. You want me fired up. You're having fun, enjoying the sun, enjoying your Sunday with your families. I'm dialed in on picks, trying to get better because we're Daniel Day-Lewis, baby. We don't break character. We're living and breathing this gambling thing. Go to the Action Network. We're over 175 picks, still over 55%. I'm not telling you I'm winning money. I'm just saying I ain't losing. All right, here we go. Real Madrid hosting Chelsea, Champions League Tuesday, and I got a sharp pick for you. Let's get to our lock of the day. It's Chelsea and Real Madrid on the under, minus 160, 2.5 goals, baby. I'm telling you right now, Real's plus 135 on the money line. Chelsea's plus 230. Draws plus 210. Let's just get into it. All right. How did these two get to the semis? Let's start there. Chelsea defeating Porto. FC Porto, that's right, on an aggregate score of 2-1. Real, of course, sauced Liverpool on a 3-1 aggregate. But why I like the under is very simple. Two reasons. Number one, Real Madrid, they can't score. Three of their last four matches have been nil, nil, zero, zero. Like me on the single market during the pandemic, zero for zero. We're not taking shots. We're not scoring. Are you joking me? Real Madrid has not put a goal in or relinquished a goal in three of their last four. And Chelsea has gone under 2.5 goals in four straight games. Go to my Action Network, Chelsea and the under. It's literally death, taxes, Chelsea and the under. I'm telling you, Chelsea in their last four, it's been either 1-0 or 0-0 games. Thomas Tuchel, since he took over for Lampard, only one time, and this was because of a Thiago Silva red card, has he given up more than two goals? Chelsea, since they acquired new manager Thomas Tuchel, one time have they given up more than two goals. What has Real Madrid done in the entire Champions League? They've gone under 2.5 goals half of their knockout phases. Think about this. Two matches each. One set, Real and Liverpool, four goals in two games. FC Porto versus Chelsea, three goals in two games. That's seven goals in four games. And Chelsea's averaged 2.2 goals in the entire Champions League as a whole. So Real Madrid gone under 2.5 in half of Champions League knockout phase games. Chelsea averaging under 2.5, their last four matches, 1-0 they have been. Real Madrid, 0-0 in three of their last four. What do you think, they're going to turn it up against a team with a manager that hasn't allowed a two-goal outing all but once, and it was because of a red card? This is going under. I'm telling you, if this goes over three goals, I'm so taking a break. I'm taking a break from soccer all the way to Wednesday. And the last time they danced, by the way, one goal was given up. Don't worry about it. Just punch the under. Lock of the day, 2.5 minus 160. Sign, sealed. Get your UPS track number and start tracking this W all the way to the bank. Lock of the day. Let's keep it rolling. All right, NBA Degenerate Special. I love this. This is three quality organizations all in a spot, and we know what the NBA is. Timing, timing, timing. Let's not forget, your boy was on the Suns twice last week for big W's against the Sixers and the Bucks, and then they go and they get spanked on a back-to-back against the Celtics. This is your COVID NBA. Everybody loses. Everybody catches bad beats, but today, three enormous bounce back spots, quality clubs. I see this dial. Doesn't pay great, but pays around even money. You have to take it because we got to ride a Monday W. All right, first leg, Lakers over the Magic. Shaq's Lakers over the old school Shaq Magic. Look, Lakers have dropped four of their last five. They're looking to avoid four straight losses. It's only happened, if it makes you feel better, two times the whole season. They've had four game losing streaks. One was without AD, of course. One had an overtime in it. And those four game losing streaks, one, they were playing the Sixers and the Suns. The other, they're playing Brooklyn and the Jazz. Now, they're trying to avoid four straight L's. AD's back. Got the Mavericks series out of the way. Had to play the Jazz. Couple of very, very good teams. Now they get to go to Disney World. Have a nice W. They're only 18-17 without AD this year. But I looked it up. Lakers beat the Magic with no AD and no Bron. Kuz and Dennis the Menace both had over 20 points. Lakers need to get going right in the middle of the Western Conference pack. No luxury to lose against a team like the Magic. And do we need to play guess who? I mean, who's starting for the Magic today? Name somebody. I can't and I won't because the Magic aren't beating the Lakers. And the Lakers handled the Magic just a few weeks back with no AD. I can't see the Magic beating the Lakers. Easiest leg of the parlay, Sixers at home over the Thunder. Wait till I tell you this. The Thunder have lost 13 straight games. 13 straight games. They haven't won in April. We're about to be in May. And Philly has dropped 4 straight and never dropped 5. They're back at home. 61% home favorite against the spread cash on the year. And who'd they play? They had to play Curry on Natty TV, who dropped 49. Then they had to play the Suns. Then they had to play the Bucks twice. Now they're coming back to face the Thunder, who haven't won in 13 games. The Thunder's last win was the end of March against the Raptors. Don't overthink this. Sixers will not lose to the Thunder today. There's just no way. And lastly, if this team loses 2 times in a row to the T-Wolves, I may go on the longest quarantine walk of my airplane mode life. The Utah Jazz will get a W over the T-Wolves today. They lost to them by 5 just a couple days ago. But riddle yourself this. The T-Wolves, put this into your gambling parlay degenerate mind, have never won 2 games in a row all season. Let me say that again. The Minnesota Timberwolves have not put together 2 wins all season. There's less than 15 games left in the association regular season. The Jazz have only lost 2 straight on the other side of the ball. Twice! Once in April, once in March, 0 times in February. This team is injury prone, but I'm telling you right now, if you think only 3 players like last game are going to get in double figures when you got almost a starting 5 and the 6th man of the year averaging double figures on this team, I know there's no Donovan Mitchell. I know Mike Conley's not playing. Gobert's not getting 9 points again. He's getting double-digit points. They're getting the ball going. There's not going to be 3 Jazz in double figures today again, like over the weekend. It ain't going to happen. If the T-Wolves beat the Jazz 2 times in a row, then I'm stumped myself, played myself. Congratulations. It's as if I've never picked a winning ticket in my life. They can't lose. They can't lose. The Lakers will not lose to the Magic. The T-Wolves will not beat the Jazz. The Sixers have to beat the Thunder. Put that all in a little gorgeous parlay. Degenerate out on a Monday with me. Cash the more than necessary W. Football. The 2021 draft is right around the corner, and FanDuel is hosting a free $20,000 mock draft contest. Put on your GM hat and predict the top 10 picks in the 2021 NFL draft for a chance at a share of $20,000 in prizes. It's easy to play. Just make your draft pick and get points for every pick you get right. The person with the most points wins the top prize. And don't worry, if you only nail a few of your picks, you can still walk away with a piece of $20,000 prize pool. The best part of this contest? It's 100% free to enter. Just download the FanDuel Fantasy app and click on the free to play button. Then lock in your picks for the 2021 draft and follow the action live on Draft Night. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Let's get to the prop shot. Happy NFL Draft Week. I'm firing on Devonta Smith. I can't not see it. Under 11.5 plus 118 plus money. If Devonta Smith goes top 11, the over is minus 144. I have to go with one of the most special gifted wide receivers we've seen in quite some time, statistically speaking. Let me just remind you who this man is. What did he do against Ohio State in the championship game? In a half before he hurt his hand, 12 catches, 215 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's a record. That's a record. That's a record. There is an article out there. The eight records Devonta Smith shattered in the Natty Championship. Yes, your Heisman Trophy winner, gang. This dude is the reason Mac Jones is getting first round money. This dude is the reason Sarkisian could have drawn up whatever he was in the freaking good vibes mode for. This guy ran a 4.27 40, the fourth fastest 40 combine ever. We're griping about 166 pounds. Tyreek Hill's a buck 85. I know 19 pounds can be a lot in the NFL, but are you looking at these records? Are you looking at these numbers? Are we listening to the season this man had? Led the nation in receptions, 117. 1,856 receiving yards, 23 touchdowns. He won the Heisman Trophy. What more does this man need to prove? We are in an innovative NFL. If this was 10 years ago, I'm not so high on Devonta Smith at that height and weight going top 11. But if I am playing Inspector Gadget and I am zeroing in on one team, I think Mr. David Gettleman, if he even gets to the 11th pick where the New York Football Giants are, who were second to last in yards per game, who were second to last in points per game. They had less points than the Jags and a smidge more than the New York Jets on offense. This is a Daniel Jones make it or break it year. There is no luxury. They bring in Galladay. They have to go skill position. You go offensive line, fourth overall last year, Georgia, great. I love it. Safe pick. 2 of the first 3, by the way, last year were offensive line. We don't need to protect Danny Dimes anymore. I'm telling you, if you let the Heisman Trophy winner drop and go to the Eagles, who are drafting 12th, you even have to ask yourself this. We may even have to play a little chess here for your New York Football Giants. You may want to go corner. You may want to go another position, but do you want to have to deal with Devonta Smith breaking your ankles for the next 4 years minimum in the same division twice a year and going to Philly? I just think this is value under 11.5. Chase is the first wide receiver off the board. I think he's going to Cincinnati personally to pair back with Joey Burrow. But even looking at the rest of the top 10, you get the Lions. They just lost Galladay, speaking of which. Carolina Panthers, you bring in Sam Darnold. We're not going to get him a weapon. We got to get him a weapon. Everybody's got a weapon. What I'm saying is, he could even go to the Lions. He could go to the Panthers before he even goes to the Giants. The Giants have been inept in certain spots on offense. Golden Tate, sorry. It's Sterling Shepard. It's Galladay. It's Barkley. It's Devonta Smith. It sounds gorgeous. It feels correct. It has to be. Devonta Smith to the New York Football Giants. Start getting crafty on offense, Jason Garrett. Start getting innovative. The New York Football Giants have to go Devonta Smith. They have to. The fourth fastest combine ever. Heisman Trophy winner falling in your lap. You should be so lucky. I don't want to go Waddle. Do you want to go Waddle? He was hurt the whole season. Devonta Smith gave you a statistical season of a lifetime. He gave you the best half of wide receiver championship football in college ever. Ever. Ever, ever. Outcast forever, ever. Forever, ever. I have to go. Value alone. Hype alone. 166, I'm 166 pounds. I don't run a 4.27. I'm getting all hot and bothered over here. That's it from me. Devonta Smith under, 3-team NBA parlay. Lock of the day, the under in the Champions League. On Tuesday, that's tomorrow, Chelsea Real. That's it from me. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review. Follow my picks on the action. Subscribe to Volume Sports. Shout out to Ryan on the ones and twos. And don't forget to hug your mothers. I'm out. Volume.